Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time that you have given us to draw closer to you. Help us to listen carefully with our whole hearts and minds. Continue to show us how to love you and bring honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your workbooks, I will begin on page 81. And today we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. And please grab your Bibles if you do not have a workbook. In the observation section, it says here that we are to mark each occurrence of the word commandment and references to commandments, such as the words foremost and second. And we're going to mark those words with a stone tablet symbol that looked like the Ten Commandments stone tablet symbol. And we're going to also mark the word love with a heart. We're going to also circle each occurrence of the word all, and we're going to draw a box around kingdom of God. So again, we have kingdom of God, draw a box around that phrase, circle the word all, mark the word love with a heart shape, and for the words commandment, the words foremost and second, we're going to make a symbol that resembles the stone tablet that represents the Ten Commandments, okay? So, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked him, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" So we need to mark commandment and foremost with the stone tablet symbol, and we should have circled the word all. Jesus answered, "The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." So mark foremost. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." So there you should have, of course, marked the word love and circled the word all, and that was four times there in that verse. Moving on to verse 31, the second is this. So mark the word second with the stone tablet symbol. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So mark the word love. "There is no other commandment greater than these." Mark the word commandment. Mark the word these. Moving on to verse 32, the scribe said to him, "Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength and to love one's neighbor as himself. So mark the word love twice there. And of course, circle all those times there, those, you know, three times there so far. So again, and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. So of course, love and all at the latter part of that verse. And the last verse says, when Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. So put a box around kingdom of God. After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. So I'm going to reread this passage. It says, one of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked him, what commandment is the foremost of all? Jesus answered, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. Okay, the very first question here says, what commandment is foremost of all? And we saw that, of course, in verses 29 and 30. Jesus said, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the next question says, what does it mean to love with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? What would that look like in daily living? I think that would look like total submission in every area. That would include our actions, our thoughts, our resources. So that would mean being intentional about our engagement in the things of God. We should be studying the Word, certainly. We should be in fellowship or communion with God, as well as other Christians. It's important to have a Christian fellowship for accountability, but also for encouragement. And we should also be about His business, meaning we should be evangelizing and ministering to others. So essentially, we should have a heart, of course, that desires to please and obey God. The next question says, are you loving God with your all? I think this is a question that each one of us should really think about and ask the Lord to help us and to help us to see where we are. We all have areas where we fall short. I believe that if you ask Him to reveal your heart, I believe that He will do that. So I think I, like most of us, have certainly room for improvement. So again, this is a very important question that does require some thought and some prayer. Okay. The fourth question says, what is the second commandment and how is it related to the first? The second commandment we find in verse 31, it says, the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus also says there is no other commandment greater than these. Okay. And the last question says, what do you do for God? What sacrifices do you make? What do you give for the work of ministry? Why? What is the essential motivation? I think that this last question is another very challenging question, one that truly requires prayer and self-reflection from each of us. I will say that the essential motivation for all that we do for the Lord and for others should be love. And as we know, those are the greatest commandments, which are to love God
and to love others. And as we read in verse 33, it says that that again, we need to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our understanding, and with all our strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself. And it says here, this is even more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. So more than doing things, following routines and rituals, what's more important to the Lord is to truly love him with all our heart, with our whole being, and also love our neighbors as ourselves. Okay. Before I conclude this episode, I'd like to share with you the wrap it up section, which is on page 83. And it says, do you wonder about the connection between the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem and the parable of the vineyard owner finally sending his son? What did the tenants do to the son in this story? They killed him. Why? They wanted the vineyard for themselves. Although the text of this lesson began with people shouting Hosanna to Jesus, the subsequent scenes led us to anticipate his coming rejection. Let me repeat that. The subsequent scenes lead us to anticipate his coming rejection. The stone, or Jesus, which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone, Mark 12:10. Loving is the opposite of rejecting. When asked about the greatest commandment, Jesus identified it as loving God. But how are we to love him? Do you notice the tiny little word all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength is what God requires of our love toward him. How about you? As you listen to the words of Jesus, are you prompted to examine yourself? How much do you really love God, and how is that love evident in your life? We encourage you to think on these things and take them to God in prayer this week.
I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.